USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News the president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost the state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The case against disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein continues. With an update, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harvey Weinstein supposedly wanted to testify at his rape and sex assault trial in New York City, but his lawyers said no to that. Now the disgraced movie mogul's defense team has rested its case. It's preparing closing arguments expected tomorrow. Weinstein's lawyers took just 3 days to call witnesses in an effort to raise doubts about his accuser's claims.
A man long suspected of exploiting and manipulating his daughter's college friends is in jail on Wednesday. 60-year-old Lawrence Ray was arrested and charged with sex trafficking, money laundering, extortion, and forced labor. Jeffrey Bierman is an attorney with the Southern District of New York.
Ray directed his victims to obtain money for him by other means, by draining their parents' savings, and worse, forced labor and prostitution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A former actor is facing new charges after lying to police about an alleged hate crime. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The indictment comes after a 6-month investigation by Special Prosecutor Dan Webb. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack.
A poodle is on top of the dog show world. Siba, a standard poodle, was crowned the best in show on Tuesday at the 144th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the 5th win ever by the standard poodle breed and the first since 1991. Gail Bisher with the Westminster Kennel Club explains why Siba is the top dog.
Well, when she goes around the ring, she has effortless gait, and it just shows her power and her beauty and her strength. And I think the judge just couldn't deny her. And then when you get your hands on the dog, although there's this beautiful coat, once the judge really feels her body under that coat, he has a wonderful surprise that she really is a
muscular,
strong, athletic standard poodle.
Bisher speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.